T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Make no mistake, this is going to be one of the biggest events in the history of this city. There is no other time when we will have this many people coming into this city from out of town. It'll rival the Royals Parade, but the Royals Parade was mostly regional people. This will be people from all over the country.
That was earlier today, Kansas City Mayor Sly James, along with our next guest who you're going to hear from, announcing the NFL draft in 2023. Will be in Kansas City, Missouri. It'll be out at Union Station. Joining us right now from the Kansas City Sports Commission, she was there, she heard Mayor James, and let's be real, women run the world. We know she's the engine behind this. We welcome in Kathy Nelson on the news line. Kathy, thank you so much, and let's be one of the first to tell you, congratulations on getting a monumental event, another one, to Kansas City.
Thank you very much.
This must have been, and I don't know how long you guys work on this, because every year it's like, oh, we can do it, and it goes to Nashville. Ah, we can do it, it goes to Philly, goes to Dallas. How long does something like this take to plan?
Oh, well, we have been working to attract the NFL draft since about 2015, so 4-plus years of work and, you know, different meetings, and I mean, it's really been crazy. When we started to put it all together about how long it's taken us to get to this point, we kind of laughed yesterday thinking we've been living this for almost 5 years.
How much did it help you when the single terminal plan passed?
So it never hurts. Anything like that is always about help, but we actually were already down the NFL draft bid, had already been started well before that had passed. However, that is important. Now, it may not be open by the time the draft happens in Kansas City. It'll be close. But as we look to future events, it's critical.
Hey, Kathy, streetcar. Obviously, we would love to see that thing expanded, you know, all the way south to UMKC. Don't know if it's going to coincide. Do you circle dates? We were talking with John Stevens last hour, Port KC CEO, about, do you circle a date and do you guys coordinate with the streetcar and with KCI? And is this kind of a push now to say to both, hey, it would be really cool if we could have both of these done by the time the draft gets here?
Oh, we absolutely have communication with the city and our transportation and Parks and Rec. I mean, we all work together to make things like that happen. So, you know, anything like that, a new hotel, transportation systems, the airport, you know, new restaurants opening, all of that is critical as we continue to attract these types of events. So we very much are in line and understand and typically know what's going on. And Visit KC works closely with us, of course, as does the city manager's and mayor's office.
The mayor was making a big deal about this being really, you know, the grandpapa of events that we could get here. Do you see it that way? Is this really the big one that you can get for a city?
Well, this is significant for sure. And it ranks right up there. When you think of that many different fans and different types of people coming into your community, there's not much that tops that. I would say, though, you know, our sights are also set on hosting the World Cup in 2026. So that event could be a little bigger, a little different, because it's not now, it's no longer just people from the United States and American football as we know it, but that event, the World Cup in 2026, would be international guests.
Talking with Kathy Nelson of the KC Sports Commission, NFL draft coming here in 2023. What's the layout? I know there's a lot of details. You still have 4 years to work it all out, Kathy, but where will the excitement happen? What will it look like to those that won't get down there but will see it on TV?
Well, when you think of the 2015, the World Series parade, that probably gives you a pretty good image of what this could feel and look like. You know, we'll have a little better control, of course, on what to expect and line set up, open areas for people to walk through for security reasons. But there will be the National World War One Museum and Memorial and Union Station. We plan to use both of those venues as kind of our backdrop. So we'll work with the NFL. They work with Populous and a company called C3 to really then narrow in on where the stage and the VIP room and the green room and media row and all that go. But I would tell you somewhere within that footprint is where our target is right now.
All right, so we've got the draft coming, and then we were talking with John Stevens a little bit about, I'm sure you have a lengthy list. Can you tell us what else is on your radar then? We know World Cup, but what else is on your radar?
Yeah. Well, we have lots on our radar. Some we don't always share just because as we're competing against other cities, we don't always want to show our cards. This summer, something very exciting, we've been awarded the National Gymnastics Championship. So the U.S. Gymnastics Championship will be held right here in Kansas City, both men's and women's. And we're leading into a Summer Olympic year in 2020. So that's very exciting that those athletes will be competing right here in Kansas City. So that's a huge event we've actually already secured. Then later on this year, the NCAA will send out their championship bids. So we'll have this winter to put all of our bids together to focus on which of those collegiate championships we'll want to host in the future from 2022 through 2026. So we've got our work cut out there. And then in 2020, when the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship is back, we are bringing back the Women's Championship to be played that same week at Municipal. So that's very exciting for us on our radar. It's already been awarded to us. So for the next 5 years, Big 12 men and women will play in Kansas City, which is beyond exciting for our staff. But on our radar, some other things we're working on is how do we get, you know, another collegiate football game at Arrowhead? What else are we working on when it comes to making sure we're working with Sporting KC and the Royals? Of course, on our radar is planning a Super Bowl parade at some point, and that's in the cards, hopefully, someday soon.
You always have to have that Super Bowl parade plan just in the back of your head.
That's
right. You never know what Mahomes and company are going to do. Hey, when you talk about when you talk to other leaders about hotels, are we prepared? Are we ready for 2023?
Yes. Yeah. With what is coming online, and that's a great thing in Kansas City. Our partnership with Visit KC and Jason Foley, the CEO there, we are so fortunate to have such an incredible relationship with their organization. They really handle that hotel piece, and I could not be prouder of how well we shine in the national spotlight when it comes to hotels with the new Lowe's opening up and there are other smaller properties coming online. We are very well prepared, and our city will embrace this. And, you know, when you think of the NFL draft or World Cup, you've got to grab those rooms downtown quickly as those rooms will go online, not anytime soon, but as the event approaches. But then think how easy it is to get to Overland Park and to get to Liberty and Parkville. I mean, you think of all these other communities that will come into play when we host an event of this magnitude. It's not just Kansas City, Missouri. And that's what's great is it's a community effort. It's the state line becomes a connector, not a divider for us, because we need everyone to participate in making this a memorable experience.
Final one for you, Kathy, real quick. Parking will be at a definite premium. The public transportation will be obviously utilized. We talked a little bit about streetcar, Uber, the bikes, the scooters, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Are we ready in that fashion? Can you see that being the primary way people get around Kansas City?
Well, and the streetcar opens up so many more parking spaces. We actually do quite well with parking, if you think about it. If you're not familiar with downtown, there really are parking spaces. And the great thing is you can go online and find parking before you get here. You might park in the River Market, or you might, you know, park off somewhere a few blocks off and jump on the streetcar. The other thing that makes our city great is we are walkable. So if you get down here and you're staying at the Marriott downtown, you can really walk to Union Station. It might not seem like it, but it really is walkable. And, you know, that's another thing that we're encouraging people to think about, being active and getting out and doing this. That kind of helps us think differently about how we get you to the actual site of the draft.
Kathy, congrats again. Thank you so much for the time. We will talk with you, I'm sure, between now and 2023.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Kathy Nelson, KC Sports Commission here on 98.1 KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.